From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director John Kelly issued new immigration rules Tuesday. The rules expand the list of immigrants who face immediate removal, set forth a plan to hire thousands of enforcement agents, and enlist local authorities in enforcing federal immigration laws. The plans were issued in two memos. They implement President Donald Trump's January 25th executive orders. Iraqi troops have pushed into the southern outskirts of Mosul as they consolidate their position on the third day of an offensive to take the city. A military spokesman says troops have secured a section of an area south of the city. Lisa Schlein reports that United Nations officials are keeping an eye on the civilian population as the fighting rages.
This has aid agencies worried and preparing for the eventuality that up to 250,000 people might flee the city. The UN Refugee Agency is focusing its efforts on building new camps to house the displaced. The UNHCR has completed eight camps and says it is planning to start work at another site south of Mosul. UNHCR spokesman Matthew Saltmarsh says conditions are raising concern for the well-being of civilians in the city. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said on Tuesday her government is committed to working with European allies despite occasional disagreements. Haley also called NATO the strongest alliance in history and said the U.S. is working to make the organization even more effective. Ecuador's presidential election will go to an April 2nd runoff, pitting leftist Lenin Moreno against conservative Guillermo Lasso. That announcement was made Tuesday by the nation's Electoral Council. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has condemned a recent surge in anti-Semitic threats across the country. The president said anti-Semitic threats targeting the Jewish community are a reminder that work still must be done to root out hate and prejudice. Mr. Trump's remarks were made while he paid a visit Tuesday to the new National Museum of African American History and Culture on the National Mall.
This tour is a meaningful reminder of why we have to fight bigotry, intolerance, and hatred in all of its very ugly forms.
Donald Trump. The White House press secretary Tuesday defended President Donald Trump for labeling the press an enemy or the enemy of the American people. Sean Spicer went on to accuse some news organizations of purposely reporting biased, inaccurate information. At the daily press briefing, Spicer said the president has deep respect for the First Amendment and the role of the press, but added it's a two-way street. A military court in Israel Tuesday sentenced an Israeli soldier to 11 months in prison for killing a wounded Palestinian attacker last year in the West Bank. Prosecutors had asked for a harsher sentence for Elor Azaria after he was convicted last month of manslaughter. The shooting in the city of Hebron came to light when a video emerged showing Azaria shooting an injured Palestinian following the stabbing of an Israeli soldier. The Libyan Red Crescent said Tuesday at least 74 bodies of African migrants have been recovered along the shores of Libya's northern coast. The Libyan Coast Guard said more than 500 migrants were rescued off the shore west of Zawiya Friday and Saturday. Nigeria says President Muhammadu Buhari has extended his medical leave in London for a second time. An advisor said Tuesday that during the president's annual checkup, tests showed he needed a longer period of rest. He said there is no reason for Nigerians to worry. He did not say when Mr. Buhari would return to Africa. Transparency International says the international community should be tackling corruption as a top priority in the ongoing battle against extremist groups. In a report released Tuesday, the organization says government corruption allows militants to take advantage of public anger to fuel recruiting, facilitate arms flows, and undermine public institutions. A new public opinion poll due to be published in Germany Wednesday shows Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union slightly ahead of the center-left Social Democrats. A Sunday poll had shown the Social Democrats ahead. The far-right Alternative for Germany trails in the Allensbach poll with just over 8%, and the far-left Greens get about 8%. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.